What he is seeking is the power to dissolve and ultimately convert hate to the energy of love. Hate converts to love when the energy of love is in its presence. This is true for you too. Hate directed toward yourself or others can be converted to the life-giving, love-granting life force of intention. Pierre Teilhard of Chardin put it this way, quote, "The conclusion is always the same. Love is the most powerful and still the most unknown energy of the world." Unquote. The fourth face of intention, the face of beauty. The fourth of my seven faces of intention is the face of beauty. What else could a creative, kind, and loving expression be other than beautiful? Why would the organizing intelligence of intention ever elect to manifest into form anything that's repugnant to itself? Obviously, it wouldn't. So we can conclude that the nature of intention has an eternal interaction of love and beauty, and add the expression of beauty to the face of a creative, kind, loving power of intention. In order to grasp the significance of beauty as one of the faces of intention, remember this. Beautiful thoughts build a beautiful soul. As you become receptive to seeing and feeling beauty around you, you're becoming attuned to the creative power of intention within everything in the natural world, including yourself. By choosing to see beauty in everything, even a person who was born into poverty and ignorance will be able to experience the power of intention. Seeking beauty in the worst of circumstances with individual intent connects one to the power of intention. It works. It has to work. The face of beauty is always present, even where others see non-beauty. I always loved the way Mother Teresa described this quality when she was asked, "What do you do every day in the streets of Calcutta at your mission?" She responded, "Every day I see Jesus Christ in all of his distressing disguises." Five, the fifth face of intention is called expansion. The elemental nature of life is to increase and seek more and more expression. If we could sharply focus on the faces of intention, we'd be startled. I imagine that one of the faces we'd see is a continuously expanding expression of the power of intention. The nature of this creative spirit is always operating so as to expand. Spirit is a forming power. It has the principle of increase, meaning that life continues to expand toward more life. Life as we know it originates from formless intention. Therefore, one of the faces of intention looks like something that's eternally evolving. It might look like a tiny speck in a continuous state of duplicating itself, and then enlarging itself, and then moving forward, all the while continuing its expansion and its expression. This is precisely what's happening in our physical world. This fifth face of intention takes the form of what is expressing it. It can be no other way, for if this ever-expanding force disliked itself or felt unconnected, it could only destroy itself. But it doesn't work that way. The power of intention manifests as an expression of expanding creativity, kindness, love, and beauty. By establishing your personal relationship to this face of intention, you expand your life through the power of intention, which was, is, and always will be a component of this originating intention. The power of intention is the power to expand and increase all aspects of your life, no exceptions. It's the nature of intention to be in a state of increased expression, so it's true for you as well. Six. The sixth face of intention is called unlimited abundance. This sixth face of intention is an expression of something that has no boundaries, is everywhere at once, and is endlessly abundant. It's not just huge, it never stops. This marvelous gift of abundance is what you were created from. Thus, you too share this in the expression of your life. You're actually fulfilling the law of abundance. These gifts are given freely and fully to you, just as the air, the sun, the water, and the atmosphere are provided in unlimited abundance for you. From the time of your earliest memories, you probably were taught to think in terms of limitations. My property starts here, yours over there. So we build fences to mark our boundaries. But ancient explorers gave us an awareness of the world as potentially endless. Even more ancient astronomers pushed back our beliefs about an immense dome-shaped ceiling covering the Earth. We've learned about galaxies that are measured in the distance light travels in a year. Science books that are only 2 years old are outdated. Athletic records that supposedly demonstrated the limits of our physical prowess are shattered with amazing regularity. What all this means is that there are no limits to our potential as people, as collective entities, and as individuals. The face of abundance has absolutely no limits. Imagine the vastness of the resources from which all objects are created. Then consider the one resource that stands above all others,